Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
There are myths about wells all over the world, including the Celtic one, which is the goddess Boin takes on the well, the spirit of the well, and circles it, thinking she can outmatch the power of the well. However, the well spills over in rage, flows down the hill, and forms the River Boin in Ireland. Welcome to another episode of Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Boucare. Be back in just a moment. Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Boucare. I'm Daniel Michael, the founder and president, co-creator of the Main Street Universe Radio Network, Kevin Baird being the other co-creator and executive producer, and Janice R. White is the associate producer, who's been getting us some amazing guests recently. And tonight we'll be talking to Darren Boucare and doing some readings. I'm going to bring him on right now. Welcome, Darren.
Hello. Hi, Daniel Michael. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Insight. It's a wonderful Sunday evening.
Absolutely.
How are you, Daniel?
I am doing so well that I'm going to exercise the strength to be silent.
Wow.
In an amazingly productive
week.
Like, as not to mess anything up.
Don't drink anything. I just made a wonderful, wonderful dinner with the help of my 7-year-old stepdaughter, who did a very good job.
Oh, what did you guys make?
We made like an Italian, kind of a Tuscan chicken, and it's kind of like breaded with all, like this whole kind of dry rub seasoning, and then homemade breadcrumbs, and then we do this kind of pan saute with olive oil, and like this homemade salad. It was nice, it was nice. But she helped me do the egg wash on the chicken and everything. It was cool.
Very good. Nice experience for her. Mm-hmm. And one thing I remember about living down south is that there was one thing they did very well. That was if you got like a fish sandwich, like a fried fish dish of any kind, they do these great hard fry or whatever you want to call it. It's different than the beer batter softer ones up here up north. Mm-hmm. They do incredibly well down south. I remember that when I lived
there. It's something that if you get it right, it's really, really good. And if it's not, then it's just not. Like, not even anywhere in the neighborhood. So,
yeah.
So that's fantastic. But, yeah, overall, it's a pretty good day. Today we're talking about the well of inspiration. It's a tarot spread that I came up with. And it's mostly focused on the esoteric or spiritual mysteries that surround our life. It's a 4-card spread, okay, and then in the center you have the future path, okay. So we have ancestor inspiration, elemental and terrestrial inspiration, and spirit guide inspiration. Finally, what you emulate or inspire the world through your own spiritual mysteries, and then in the center of this circle of four, we have the future path. Okay, and that is, the future path is all about where you're going spiritually in the world and how that works and what you're, you know, what you need to pay attention to in the coming year or so.
I like it. So you have ancestors, you have elements.
It's a holy spiritual, it's a holy spiritual layout. That's what it is. So what does your family ancestral spirit guide, how do they relate to you? How does the elemental plane, the physical plane that you're in, what are those elemental inspirations or terrestrial inspirations? We have the spirit guide, your guardian angel, your spirit guide. What are they, how can they relate to what's going on with you? And then finally, how you emulate or what you send out to inspire the world at large. And in the center, you have your future path and what you need to pay attention to with that.
Okay.
So it's really fantastic dynamics,
a lot of good
especially because I get people that come to me all the time that specifically are there to focus on spirit and what it brings to them and what they can do with it.
You definitely got some good responses from your Shadow of the Moon spread that you mentioned last week. I definitely had quite a few comments on that, and quite a few people go, oh, that's a good one. So I like this idea for the well, too, because the well and the wells of wisdom, you're drawing water from the well of wisdom. It's such a metaphor that's used, or people staring into the well for a message, or thinking there's a spirit of the well, and all of these sort of things. So there's lots of great spirituality surrounding wells.
Mm-hmm. Well, the well of Mimir is where I got the idea from. Odin, the all-father of the Teutonic and Scandinavian gods, cast his eye into the well of Mimir at the base of the world tree, and he gave up his eye and then hung himself from the tree over the well for 9 days and nine nights, and thereby being blessed with the inspiration for the runes, the magic of the runes, the poetry of the runes, the musicality and the language of the written word through the runes. So that well is just, it is wisdom. It is the spiritual mysteries of the universe. It is like just the magnitude of it is really powerful if you study anything about Scandinavian mysticism. So that's kind of where I got the idea from.
Okay, and we do have a bunch of callers in the queue, Darren. I don't know if you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And that reminds me of that story, and we'll get right to the callers. And I even talked to some of them and told them what order they were in, so we had a little communication. It reminds me of sacrificing something to gain something, sacrificing something to gain the knowledge. That's what Odin did. He gave up his eye to gain greater knowledge.
You have to. You have to sacrifice. We, as a spiritualist, you tread water in a circle if you do the same things and do not challenge yourself. You need to challenge yourself as a spiritualist. You need to break new ground or you will never learn and you will never grow. And that's professionally, that's artistically, and that's especially spiritually. Spiritually even more so. So if we're doing the same things and we're learning the same lessons all the time, then we're not really learning. We're kind of treading water, as I said. So
and
I'm a
you know
big believer in expanding your horizons and challenging yourself.
When I first heard about the myth of Odin sacrificing his eye, was the day I was outside weed whacking and a stone hit me in the eye. And I came in and literally that was a couple minutes later, I was just looking at stuff, researching for the show, and that myth came up. And I'm like, uh-oh, something about being wise. And well, in this case, I think the lesson was wear goggles.
You didn't hang yourself up upside down from the shed for like 9 days and nine nights, did you? After that?
I felt like I should have for some sort of penance.
That's like
yes. But anyway, let's get
write a limerick after that.
Hey, I'm always writing limericks.
Oh my gosh.
Hey. So let's bring a caller.
Yeah, sure.
All right, the first one in line is 780. You are on the air with Darren Bouquet. And it rhymes.
Hello.
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 Hi. Hello. Welcome to Spiritual Insight with Darren Bouquet. What's your name?
It's Jay calling.
Jay, okay. Hey, Jay, any thoughts on the idea of a well of inspiration or using the tarot for inspiration, or just did you have a question for me?
Yeah, I do have a question, but I haven't used the tarot for inspiration or anything like that because I'm not sure how familiar with, because there's like 70 cards, approximately, and I don't know which way they go and things like that, so
mm-hmm.
I'm not fully versed on it, so...
A lot of times we pull out our tarot deck when something crazy is happening. You know, we've had it in our, the sock drawer at the back forever. And something crazy is happening, so that's when we break it out. But the thing is, with the symbology used for tarot, it's perfect if you're lacking a little inspiration. And when I say inspiration, it's like maybe that the next level of your career, where which way should I go? Or, you know, should I move to California? Or, you know, that sort of thing. Like, what are you inspired by? So it can answer those questions. You know, the symbology with the tarot is great for that.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what question did you have tonight?
Oh, my question, if you can pull a card for how's my, I've got some debts I have to pay off, actually, and just wonder how that's going to go.
Okay. So you're looking for a house of your own, and you have some debts that you're trying to clear up, and you're wondering how that the whole thing will shuffle out, correct?
Yeah. I'm looking for some back taxes I got to pay, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. White, orange, or red?
Oh, white.
White? Okay. So no. Okay. Taking a look here. This home, future home. Right now, what I'm seeing, I'm getting the Knight of Cups inverted, and you want to be that Knight of Cups for yourself. A knight rides into battle, charges in, and goes full force in because he wants to be a variable. And it being that it's cups, you want to make these changes and these modulations to your current situation because you need a variable, you need a change. However, your Knight of Cups is inverted, so it's telling me that you're held back by some retrogressive feelings, some quakey, like, soul or spiritual, like, disruptions or vibrations where you're feeling like, you know, changing your physical environment should help with some of this emotional and spiritual baggage a little bit. However, that same stuff is what's keeping you from the physical success as well. So hold on one second. Are you looking in a specific area that's a little bit higher than your price range, or it's right on the border?
No, I just got to pay some back taxes off. That's what I'm looking at right now.
Okay.
Got a house.
What I'm getting is that you need to kind of look at. I'm a little confused. You're saying backpack, or what are you saying exactly?
Taxes. I got to pay some taxes.
Oh, taxes. Oh, back taxes. Okay. All right. Because I'm asking about what, how you should get this house and what you should do to pull it together. And I'm getting stuff about different areas outside of a, like the area you're looking at or kind of lighting up as being a good idea. But you're concerned about your tax situation. So hold on one second.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to conquer it. This is what, did you talk to somebody out there at the IRS? Did you talk to somebody and set up like either a payment plan or a way to, did you not file? Because they will work with you and they will pull this together. I'm getting the Chariot. And I just happen to be using a Scandinavian deck, and that's the white one that you picked. And you see Thor riding his goat-driven chariot, powerful, surrounded by lightning, strength, and ultimate power of male conquering attitudes, and you are a male, okay? You're a man who wants to change his life, to adapt something. Now, some of the retrogressive energy that you have from some emotional stuff, you can definitely do some cleansing and releasing of that. I would definitely recommend some meditation. But when it comes to the tax situation, if you're forthright and if you make a conscious effort to start knocking out some payments with this, you will get this situated and you will be able to get a loan because you're filing everything you need to file and you're making payments. As long as you get that payment plan set up, you'll be good. So the Chariot is all about success. It's about running over your enemies. And your enemy is doubt, and your enemy is a little concerned about your taxes. And you will conquer that enemy.
Okay.
So I'm excited to see that for you. But definitely call them and be forthright, you know, and just lay it all down. And then that way you can just start knocking it out, you know, quarterly or whatever, you know, once a month. And people look at that as long as if you owe the IRS, that's one thing. But if you're at least paying them, then and you filed every year, then you're good. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm excited for you. Hold on one second. I really do think that the areas you're interested in looking for a home are a little bit, I think you need to broaden your horizons a little bit and look outside of those immediate areas, and you'll find a really nice deal. Because I think that whatever the areas that you're looking at, the neighborhoods, they're going through this whole, like, boom, or, you know, it might be popular or something like that, because I keep getting these cards and these visions from my spirit guide that they're just, you're not going to be, people aren't going to treat you as well as they would if you look in some of the outlying areas. So your commute may be longer, but you'll get a better deal on a house.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks for your insight. Thanks so much, both. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good Sunday.
Thanks so much for calling Spiritual Insight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just to let everyone know, if you want to get a hold of me for a private reading, extensive private reading, my email is dbucare, and that is at gmail.com.
Okay. It's always a tough thing. Lots of people owe taxes. it can be a scary thing, you know, because a lot of people owe, but there's nothing nefarious about it. They're just, you know, working hard, and they just needed money to get by, and, you know, all these things. It's things are different when you're in the situations, if you know what I mean.
Well, I definitely know, because I'm still clearing up a little, you know, it's not very high, but it's from Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
Because according to FEMA, I didn't have to pay for 2003 due to what was happening in 2004 or something as my filing. You know, it's right after Katrina, they were just like, you don't have to be responsible for earned income because of what was going on with FEMA and everything here. And then they changed their mind. Then they said, oh, you know what? Actually, yeah, you are responsible for that. So I ended up owing them like $3,500. You know what I mean? And it's just, that just came out of nowhere. But you got to be, you know, forthright with them and just, you know, make payments and, you know, whittle it down to nothing and then just pay it off. And if you get a tax return, they'll take it right out of there. So that means that, you know, eventually you will, you know, make amends with them every time you file your taxes. So
right.
You just have to do it.
And I think most people want to, and it's just they just get scared, or they get like, oh, gosh, what do I do, or what's going to happen? You know, that kind of thing. And or am I going to still be able to, are they going to take too much? And, you know, if I contact them and all this. So it could be a scary thing. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another caller here.
Okay.
And I'd like to add, I've been there as well.
Yeah, right. It's when you know about it. And you know what? I find the representatives, when you do get a hold of them after, like, waiting forever, they happen to be pretty nice people. They're not scary, you know. They just want you to be, you know, honest, and let's get through whatever you need to do, you know. That's all. So.
Okay.
Pretty accommodating. Okay.
Well, we have 818 on the line. 21 minutes.
Hi. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Thank you. Happy Sunday. Happy Spiritual Sunday.
Labor Day
weekend.
What's
your name?
Well, let's see. I go by two names. Which one do you know? Well, can you feel energy on both
name?
Of them?
Do you have like a magical name, or do you have a nickname, or what is it?
Well, Susan is the one I go by in normal life, but I also reinvented myself as Enchantress. So that's
I knew you had a magical name. I knew it.
The new normal life.
The you
away.
Said I have another. I'm like, it's not a nickname. I know it's a magical name. I know. That's
I invented
so
her.
What about you is so enchanting? Do you do glamours or do what? Do you what? Why are you so enchanting? Why that name?
Well, my path. I traveled. I've been traveling. I'm also found out I'm a clairvisionist, and I met so many twisted teachers. I've gone through a rabbit hole. I've been traveling in this journey as a quest to find myself, and
it sounds beautiful. Wow.
But I can be so high with vibrations that I get out of focus in normal life, and today I'm feeling quite strange, and a full moon's coming September the 5th.
Full moon's coming, and I have my own spread that is about esoteric spiritual pathways and inspirations. That's the Well of Inspiration spread.
That's
that
why
I'm
we were brought
kinda
together by the universe.
Right. Right. So, and then apply to you, who has, like, amazing vibrational and astral connectivity, who largely I would be, you know, I would bet that sometimes you're largely out of your body.
Oh,
in a major way. Yeah, and you're just kind of doing your thing. So, you might be a good person to kind of try it out on tonight if you want to do that.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, good. White, orange, or red?
I'm red.
Red, okay. All right. So, here we go. So, the spread, again, it's four cards going clockwise from the top and then to the right-hand side, to the bottom, to the left-hand side, and then the fifth card would be in the center of the circle. So I'm going to go ahead and pick them for the Enchantress here. All right. One, two, three, four, finally. Okay. Let's take a look. All right, the first card I get is the Seven of Cups. Holy Moses, this is perfect for you. Well, this is what your ancestors want from you. The first card in the spread is an ancestor inspiration. So what do your ancestors in your family line want for you? They want the Seven of Cups for you. The Seven of Cups is seven different fantasies that you have for yourself, pathways, wonderful emotional and spiritual inspirations for what can I do that would really just feed my soul? And there's seven different ones. It's the fantasy card. It's the imagination card. It's you can do anything. So this is what your ancestors want for you. And you've been feeding this because you've been doing this.
But not,
you know,
my ancestors
journeying
on Earth. Not my ancestors, my parents on Earth, though. They already know I've been in a dreamland all my life.
Right. But this is a connective to their parents or their grandparents and what they want for you. This is in your DNA, honey, and it's not stopping. And for your parents to be proactive about it for you, they must have had that same experience on their own as well. So they
I'm a little different than them. I was a child who didn't know time, space. I still time, space, talked in rhyme, in a normal way, and didn't know about intuition or boundaries or any of that, or, you know. So I just thought everyone saw the world the way I did.
Well,
and follow sound.
That could be one of those.
And the tune, and the sound, by the tone of someone's voice, I'm a very acceptable. And I didn't know I was a vision. I can see within things. So I'm quite different than my family.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what your ancestors want for you.
Okay.
And they
want
you to be journey and pathway and imagine and do everything. It's everything that you're doing anyway.
Yes.
So that's it. And it could be your Nona from, like, four generations ago. You know, this is a holy esoteric spread. It's about your spiritual path, okay? And now the next card we're looking at is your elemental or terrestrial inspiration, and this is the Two of Wands, and it's upside down, okay? So what we have is, in this world, in this, like, reality town, like, physical world, there's one path goes up into the mountains, and the other path goes down into the valley. One is the road less traveled, and one is, you know, something that's a little bit easier than that. And your Two of Wands is inverted. So where can we actually, what's going to inspire you and what's going to be a difficult decision that we're maybe not really embracing at this point, okay, because your Two of Wands is inverted. So we have to go ahead and face that decision, whether it be staying stationary for a couple years and not being on exploratory magical time, or maybe it means that, you know, you need to open up to another person in a way that it's going to be that pure, pure connection that makes you a little bit vulnerable to them. You know, it may be something in that realm. So you definitely want to look at what the world and nature and your physical realm is trying to tell you, and it's trying to tell you, make a concrete decision for a pathway, because now is the time. Okay.
It's true what you're saying. It's just I'm in change right now, and that person has to... He has to tell me the truth soon. It's going to happen soon. He's going to tell me how
I fit in
his world.
Yeah, but you're
going
to have to make the decision after he tells you the truth.
That's right.
There's one or two ways you can go with this.
Mm-hmm.
And this card's telling me that you need to make that decision. You can't hide from that decision.
Oh, my God. I knew it. I knew it. I've been saying this. I've been writing it. This is what's been happening. My dream state and my dream and waking state are intertwined all the time. Oh, God, I'm talking in rhyme.
Well, that's difficult to deal with. Do you have any blue kyanite anywhere? Just go buy
I don't know what that is. What is a blue kyanite?
It's a zone that you can get at any sort of like gem shop or something. It pulls your soul back into your body a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And it just grounds you. And I think it would be great. Maybe it's some tiger's eye, something like that. Just like a little bracelet you could wear. It helps me because I'm the same way. I just
Whatever I dream about whatever I think about, it comes in my dreams. And whatever I dream about, it comes in real life and people come towards me. What I write or dream about, I'm in the flow right now. And so I have
to
stay in...
But you need to control the flow. You need
I can
to control the
it.
Flow. The first thing you're going to do, the best thing you can do to control it, because
mm-hmm.
that's what this card represents. It's an elemental. This is your physical plane. So the way this card is really important for you because you have challenges with this card. So the card
yes.
is telling me you have to make this major decision. This is going to set a trend for all the rest of your, the next 5 years of your life. So you need to embrace that. Now, the next card I have is a spirit guide inspiration or guardian angel inspiration. So whether you want to connect with your spirit guide or whether or not you say it's a guardian angel, that sort of thing, whoever shows up more prominent. But what I'm seeing here now is the five of swords, and that is I had this wondrous idea of who I am and what my vision for communicating is or expressing myself or marketing myself. And the five of swords is like maybe it wasn't the best. Maybe I've been blowing this up to myself in my own ear for so long, and maybe it's not working out that way, and maybe I need to find a way to adapt it so that way people can understand it more. And maybe they're just not getting me, but at the end of the day, do I want them to get me? Because whatever I'm doing right now isn't exactly working.
Oh,
and that's what
That's
and
true.
That's okay.
No,
it's
I'm
okay,
finding
you know?
Myself now. I've been misunderstood, but I'm finally finding myself in my writing. From everything I've gone through, from my emotions, I'm writing a fairy tale about, but it's really me, but it's kind of, I'm not going to put my name to it. It's going to be probably a pen name because people just will, you know, my character came into this way.
The Seven of Cups is a fairy tale. You have that in your reading. I'm so glad you got that in your reading because that's what it's about. Yes,
oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yes, it's the imagination card. That's perfect for you. Now, you talked about this guy and him. He's going to let you know how he really feels. We're going to talk about him when we get to the last card.
Do you do numerology too?
What?
Do you do numerology also?
I don't because I'm not highly analytical.
Uh-huh.
I'm left-handed. I'm left-brain. I'm connected to spirit. That's a lot of what I do. And I try to not...
Hello. Hello.
Love Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello. I've completely lost signal. Everything looks like it's on. It's never happened like this before, but I'm just going to be quiet in case the show is going on. Showing full signal, but there's no show here. I feel like I'm in another time zone or something. The chat room's operating. I can type in it. Everything's lit up. I'm going to have to call back. Phone lines died.
Radio. Please enter your host PIN. When finished, press the pound key.
Okay, can anybody hear me in the chat room? Can anyone hear me? Okay, you can hear me? I'm talking through Skype right now. Okay. All right. Now, I can't hear anyone else right now, but I'm talking through Skype, and I'm trying to call in as a guest on the show to be able to hear it. So give me just a second. You might hear me doing this on the phone. This has absolutely never happened before. I might have actually lost the phone line for a minute. It's never happened in this fashion before, folks. 542-345. I'm just curious if I call in, if I can sound like I can hear myself talking on Skype. If those can hear me in the caller queue, forgive me that we can't reach you. We have a couple people waiting for readings. We've had plenty of malfunctions before, but never one exactly like this. The chat room's functioning, the show's up, and my phone line says it's busy. It's a Blog Talk Radio show with a potential 100 callers on it. It's not supposed to be busy. All right, folks, if you can hear the sound of my voice, I'm ending the show. We've gone through an hour. Forgive me if the other callers have not been gotten to for readings. But it's definitely malfunctioning right now, which happens with technology sometimes. Hopefully we got a good enough chance to explain the well of inspiration. Maybe. All right, folks. Thank you all. Have a great evening. Call back next week or chat back if you wanted a reading there, Nectars. And I'm sorry, everyone, but I have to end it. There's no sound. And I don't know what's going on. It's never malfunctioned in this way before. I was listening on my phone and not on the computer. And it all went dead, but the chat room still worked. Have a great evening, everyone. Song's working.